The Lord our God sang to me and manifested himself to me on his throne. El Elyon, God Most High, was on his throne. Across his torso belonged a ribbon. In fact, I looked to the right and saw a ribbon of dark miasmic light. So the Lord's marvelous manifestation and the reality that the Lord's holy name is Ahava leads me to believe that the Lord our God is the present of every present moment and ought to be romanced accordingly. I looked down while I was on a flight from Salt Lake City to New York City, and I saw galaxies lined up like cornrows four-dimensionally. So I was on a flight from Salt Lake City to New York City. The airplane was like maximum height, and God on his throne was above the airplane. The same name that spells Jehovah and Yahweh spells Ahava with a half-silent first syllable. The glory of the Lord God Ahava, the King, involves concealment and secret-keeping. That's why the sacred name that spells Jehovah and Yahweh spells Ahava with the half-silent first syllable. God is glorious. Ahava is the holy name of the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. I believe there is not a church with Ahava in its name, and that's a sign that the Lord had power and concealed his holy name. I want to talk to you about doing the will of the Lord. Loving enemies is the will of the Lord, and it's insubordination for our world's leaders to not be loving each other's enemies. The book of Ezekiel gives borders, temple, and in general, life to the nation of Israel. So help us cause the nation of Israel to have the borders and temples of the book of Ezekiel. The book of Daniel mentions the abomination that causes desolation. We need to be on the lookout for that because of the day, when it happens, we have to strike. It says, cut the tribulation short, lest no flesh should be saved. Jehovah is the supreme or ultimate reality. Yahweh is the force of forces. Our Yahweh, for our craft magic, is a force of forces. Not forgivable sin is part of the science of craft magic. It's a square with the circle touching the four cardinals direction of the circle inside of the square. Like if you put a cross or up... from north to south and from east to west, and the circle's inside the square and is only touching at the north, south, east, and west points. That's the science of craft magic. Yahweh is our force of forces, is our Yahweh. The same name that spells Jehovah spells Yahweh and Ahava. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The square with the circle touching the four cardinal directions has to do with magic and sin. Is if you sin against the science of magic, you have no forgiveness because it's magic. 1/3 plus 2/3 equals 1 with the Holy One in decimal form. 1/3 is 0.3 with the line over it. 2/3 is 0.6 with the line over it. And the Holy One is 0.0 with the line over it, 1. 1/3 plus 2/3 equals 1 statistically with the Holy One. The path of knowledge mentioned in the Strong's Concordance of the syllables Allah is an oak or terebinth tree of ascension and or cursing with an oath connected to it and linked to the Mesopotamian moon god Sin. That's S-Y-N. The Song of Moses is this the way you repay the Lord, O people foolish and unwise? Is he not your father, your creator, who formed you and established you? The people need to know that the Lord is the Father, and Islam tells the lie that the Lord's not the Father, that the Lord has no sons. Israel is the firstborn son of the Lord. The firstborn end to the enemies of the Lord is Israel. Christ is the only begotten end to the enemies of the Lord, the Father. He's the only begotten son. And I tell you that Moses saying, is he not your father, your creator, who formed you and established you? It's a direct response to Islam's lie that God has no sons. It's important. Hydroelectric generations can bring rivers and streams to the desert. Fulfill prophecy, please. My name is Son of Man. Thus saying the Lord. Son of Man, don't you know you are my treasure? One day all my enemies will be deceased. At that time, men on earth will prosper, and society will live in peace. Son of Man, go and tell the people, the marijuana, coca, and opiates are for me. I do not want my people to abuse them, but I want my people to party. We need to create hydroelectric generating electricity with the ocean's waters. We could bring it in from California to the Nevada desert and use reverse osmosis to create fresh drinking water and water to grow food. We could grow cotton. We could grow nuts out in the desert. Fulfill that which is written in the book of Ezekiel. Give Israel the borders and the temple. And also on the sacred text, plant the trees and build the forest of walnut trees in the African desert. So if we do the work for reverse osmosis and hydroelectric generations via dams through the ocean's water, we can do this thing. Bring it in from California to Nevada and across the desert and land in Africa. And I really kept it short and sweet. I'm planning on fasting to death and praying. And this is my last ditch effort before I fast to death and pray that the book of Ezekiel gets fulfilled, the book of Isaiah, and in general, the Lord does what he says he's going to do. I worship the Lord daily, and I think everybody should bow down in submission to and approval of the Lord and invoke I am. So get down on your hands and knees with your forehead and palms on the ground out on earth and invoke I am as an affirmation and an invocation. An affirmation of submission to and approval of I am and an invocation of I am. El Elyon means God Most High. El Elyon was what I saw on his throne. Christ came to me manifest clothed in darkness. He was also in the Father's glory and led and instructed me. He was in my backyard in Merced, California. I saw him in his proper form. He said, "This is my proper form." He appeared to be all the love in the universe as and concealed like matter in the wind. Thus saying the Lord, "Son of man, go and tell the people." And I'm going. And this is me going, and I keep this one short, under 10 minutes. Please listen to this multiple times and do what I'm asking you to do. I'm going to die a holy death of fasting to death and praying for the fulfillment of what's written. I love all humanity, and I want all humanity to be blessed with the dams and the warm, clean water so everybody can bathe. We can do it with reverse osmosis and hydroelectric generation, so we should do it before we run out of oil. We have approximately 89 years of oil left. Please do the work with nation soldiers. I love you. Love the Lord. World peace is possible. Learn Duel of the Ancients. It's a nude fight to the death where the more righteous being wins the soul of the other duelist. If every nation gathered and nations at war fought one at a time in a 1v1 duel to the death for the more righteous being automatically wins the soul of the other duelist, the debates would be centered around righteousness and all the casualties of war would be duelists. The Duel of the Ancients is key to world peace. We can outlaw warful avenues of expense and in-law the Duel of the Ancients. It's my fruit. Listen to Duel of the Ancients intro. It's on YouTube for free. I love the Lord, and I want everybody to know that I've seen love on his throne and across his torso, along the rib bone, beneath his feet were galaxies lined up like cornrows four-dimensionally. He's the present of every present moment and ought to be romanced accordingly. I'm going my way and I'm going to do a holy fast where I fast and pray to death. I've sinned, I've smoked on the Sabbath, and I really want to cause the Lord to act and do what he says he's going to do in the book of Ezekiel with the borders and the temple of Israel and the other sacred texts where he builds man-made rivers caused by Christ. Christ is inside of us. He's inside of me. The love inside of me will forever be. The love is the Lord, and he's inside of me right now. That love sang to me and manifests himself to me on his throne. I love you. And I want you to love the Lord. So please love the Lord and bow down in submission to and approval of the Lord and invoke I am.